الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher The master of the day of judgment The owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists Allah wahidu yakta hai Ek khuda bas tanha hai کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 May peace and blessings be upon his most exalted prophet the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah ارواحنا فدا صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہم اجمعین تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا مرحبا اہلا وسہلا بكم to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program called The Early Echo we say الحمدللہ على كل حال in all conditions in all circumstances It is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the condition and the state may be, we praise Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are going to be discussing some Q&As. And that is to say, the questions and answers during the Madani Muzakira. Subhanallah. Yes, this is that Madani Muzakira in which Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, answers those questions which are posed to him from throughout the world, alhamdulillah, via calls, videos, and those who are present there in Karachi, in Pakistan. So these questions, of course, then on air. And we are just going to be repeating some of the queries and questions that were asked to Amir al-Sunnat and the wonderful and amazing answers he, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, had given in those Madani Muzakiras. Dekhiye, sawal poochte hain, sawal hamare paas hote hain, aur kabhi kabhi hum گوگل سے پوچھ لیتے ہیں سوشل میڈیا کے ذریعے سے ہم اپنے سوالوں کا جواب ڈھونڈتے ہیں تو علماء اینڈ دی اسکالرز ہیو ایکچولی یو نو وارنڈ اس فرام ڈوئنگ سو اف یو ہیو اینی کوسچنز ریلیٹڈ ٹو اسلام ٹو دی دین ٹو یور نماز ٹو دوز ایکٹیویٹیز وچ آر ابلیگیٹری اپون یو دین ڈو ناٹ فائنڈ دی آنسرز فرام دی یوٹیوب اور فرام رادر گوگل بائی گوگلنگ بیکاز دے آر سو مینی ڈفرنٹ ویوز اینڈ اوپینینز یو شوڈ بی آسکنگ اے پراپر اسکالر آف اسلام فرام اہل سنت والجماعت Ask the true muftis of Islam and they will give you your answers, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, we always begin our program with the recitation of Durood-e-Pak after sending salutations and salams upon the most exalted Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After blessing this program, we then listen to the kalams and naats of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, a beautiful narration in regards to the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak. A woman came to Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, who narrates this waqiyah, a great personality by the name of Allama Qurtubi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Well, he says this woman came and she said, Ya Sayyidi, I had lost my daughter and would you give me anything to recite to see her in my dream? Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, given her some invocations and told her what to do in order to see her deceased daughter in her dream. She left from there. After some time, she returned back with tears flooded in her eyes, crying. She said, "Ya Sayyidi, I had done what you had told me to do, and I did see my daughter in my dream. However, the condition that I had seen her is beyond description. Allahu Akbar. I had seen that her legs were bound together. She had chains over her body that had hooks that was clinked into her skin. She had a garment made with fire, and she was being tormented. I seen my daughter in this dream, which was so horrific. I came straight to you, and I've come to you to tell you what I have seen." Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala was very sad to hear what this woman had said. She left from there. After some time, during his sleep, he seen a beautiful girl sitting on a Nurani pulpit, and she had a crown adored on her head. With a beautiful smile, she says, "Hazrat, have you recognized me? Well, I am the daughter of that woman who came to you complaining about my critical condition." Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Yes, but your mother complained to me about your critical condition. How did this transformation take place?" She says, "Well, the moment my mother left from your place, a pious person was passing by the Qabristan. He was passing by the graveyard in which I was buried. And this pious person had recited one durood upon Nabi Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Through the blessings and virtues of reciting one durood, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elevated the azab and the punishment from over 560 graves." Allahu Akbar. I am that fortunate girl that was amongst those 560 people. I have been forgiven. I have been pardoned by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has granted me salvation from the horrors of the qabr. He has removed the azab and the punishment from me. Subhanallah. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, and he says that this is the blessings of reciting durood pak. Imagine for a moment, dear viewers out there, subhanallah, if the blessings could be sent to the deceased. In other words, if those who have passed on could benefit from the recitation of durood pak, to jo zinda hai, agar wo durood pak padte hain, to unko fayda kyun nahi hoga? Yaqinan fayda hoga. Is dunya mein bhi hoga, aur akhirat mein bhi hoga, inshallah azza wa jal. Continue reciting durood pak. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has sent millions of durood pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his famous Salatu Salam, which he composes, and he says,
"Mustafa jaan rahmat pe lakho salam, shama'e bazm mein hidayat pe lakho salam, shama'e bazm mein hidayat pe lakho salam, shehriya شفاعت لاکھو سلام نو بہا رے شفاعت لاکھو سلام پتلی پتلی گلے قدر سکی پتیاں پتلی پتلی گلے قدر کی پتیاں ان لبوں کی نزاکت لاکھو سلام ان لبوں کی نزاکت لاکھو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت لاکھو سلام شمع بز
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Recite abundance of درود upon نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب تک انشاءاللہ ہم نعت پاک سے اپنے دلوں کو منور و مجلہ بھی کریں گے انشاءاللہ. Let us enlighten our hearts and our souls and spirits. Let us rejuvenate our spirits through the blessings and through the praises of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We will be back just after this kalam. Kindly stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں دنیا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں
بابا کہاں چلے
مدینے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تو کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی and this was such a beautiful kalam Nath Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited and rendered by our Nath Khan of Da'wat Islami subhanallah there are such amazing Nath Khans out there who mesmerize us alhamdulillah rabbil alamin so often listen to the praise of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam you will find this very very beneficial dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel alhamdulillah As I said before or after the introduction, Alhamdulillah, we mentioned that we are going to be speaking about the Q&A. That is to say the Madani Muzakira, the questions asked to Amir al-Sunnah and the answers he, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, had answered. Inshallah Azzawajal, this is what we are going to be discussing. Some amazing and interesting questions were asked during the Madani Muzakira. One questioner had asked, why is the month of Rajabul Murajab Sharif called the month of Allah. Why is this referred to as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer was given for Rajabul Murajab Sharif is called the month of Allah because Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam referred to it as Shahrullah. كمان تف الله سبحانه وتعالى. So since Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Shahrullah, this is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore we call it the month of Allah azza wa jal as well. Just as Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said Sha'ban wa Shahri, the month of Sha'ban is my month, therefore we refer to the month of Sha'ban as to the month of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make the best of it. It is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rahmat and the mercies of Allah azza wa jal descends. Those who seek for forgiveness, Allah shall forgive them. Those who repent, Allah shall accept their repentance. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the 27th of this month is a great night. It is the night in which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled for Mi'raj. So, you know, numerous virtues and blessings of the 27th night of this month. So do not lose this opportunity. If you can fast, fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, make your family members fast as well. Perform good deeds, give lots of charities. This is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will prepare you for the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. So yes, dear viewers, another question that was asked to Amir al-Sunnah was that we have heard that in the month of Rajab, one should perform istighfar. Please tell us how much salat should one recite and how much of istighfar should one do in the month of Rajab. So one should recite lots of Durood-e Paak as well as lots of istighfar. So the question I had asked, how much, what is the quantity of the istighfar as well as the recitation of durood and salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Amir al-Sunnat had answered that in the month of Rajabul Murajab Sharif, one should perform istighfar as well as recite durood. If we refrain from useless conversations, then of course we would find ample time to recite and plenty of time to recite durood and make istighfar. So there is no specific number. As much as tawbah you can make, as much as istighfar you could do, it will be beneficial for you. Remember, dear viewers out there, subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom the Quran has classified as the best of mankind, Allahu Akbar, who is the perfect role model, or every aspect of his blessed life is an example for us. And he used to make 100 times istighfar in a day. In a day, 100 times he would make istighfar, despite the fact that the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'afum. He cannot commit any sin. Sins do not even go close to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite this, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make istighfar abundantly. Yet we commit sins and we still do not make any istighfar. We only have the regret after a few days. So if it's a major sin instantly, or even a minor sin, try to protect yourself from sinning, from committing gunas. Turn your heart towards the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see so much of light and nur in your life, inshallah. So recite the Durood-e Paak and make lots of istighfar in the month of Rajab. In every other month as well, increase that in this month. If you have not done so, if you have not started that as yet, today is the day. Begin. Start this journey, inshallah, azzawajal. You will see by making istighfar, your sins will be forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your status for you. You will see so many blessings in your life. Furthermore, another question was asked that in Muharram al-Haram, niyaz is given on a dish called khichda. I'm sure we all have tasted this khichda. And it is a global dish, a famous global dish throughout the world. Muharram al-Haram mein khichde pakte hain. So the question I had asked, in Muharram al-Haram, niyaz is given on a dish called khichda. On the 15th of Sha'ban, on halwa, a sweet dish. And on the occasion of the urs of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, niyaz of kunde is given, meaning kheer puri niyaz. Other than these dishes, can niyaz not be given on any other thing besides this? These are some famous dishes. Khichda hai, halwa hai, kheer puri hai. So iske alawa kya aur bhi cheezon par niyaz di ja sakti hai? Is it allowed? So the answer was given during the Madani Muzakir of Da'awat Islami. These things are not fixed. Niyaz can be given on other things also. However, if someone gives niyaz on just these things, we cannot call it impermissible. So if a person every year only wishes to make kheer puri niyaz and nothing else, you cannot call it impermissible. But for example, if a person has an egg omelette with bread in the morning, he has meat and gravy for lunch, and he has khichda for his dinner, And this has been his routine for many years. You cannot call this impermissible because this is his routine. He would have eggs and bread for breakfast. He would have meat and rice for lunch and khichda for the evening dish, for the dinner. So this routine of this person, you cannot say it's impermissible because all these items are halal by Sharia. They are not haram. So one cannot say it is impermissible to fix a dish on a particular occasion. If kundi ki niyaz is kundi ki niyaz, yes, you can have that kheer puri niyaz, khichda in the month of Muharram, because this has been the custom, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. However, subhanallah, you cannot say this, that you cannot give niyaz on any other thing else, because that which is halal by Sharia, so one is always allowed to make niyaz and fatiha on those dishes which Sharia has classified as halal. So if 1 year you cannot make kheer puri niyaz, you want to make niyaz on something else. You can even use water and sugar, even sweets, anything you could keep, even a glass of water, and make fatiha and send the thawab, because the maqsad and the aim and objective here is to forward the reward and thawab. To make isal means to send, and thawab means reward. You want to send the reward, you want to donate and forward the reward. And by doing so, you make dua through the wasila of that wali. This is how we celebrate the urs of our pious predecessors, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So these are some of the questions answered. However, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, these Madani Muzakiras are so interesting. It is my honest appeal to you. Every Saturday here in South Africa after Namaz Maghrib, close to Isha, it begins, it starts. And subhanallah, it is a beautiful atmosphere. We have thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters, families throughout the world are watching Madani Muzakira. Only in Pakistan, there are hundreds of thousands of people and different areas in Pakistan where there are halkas and circles of brothers who are, you know, watching Madani Muzakira, and they are even connected with Amir al-Sunnah. They ask questions and they even receive their answers. So inshallah Azzawajal, connect yourself via Madani channel here in South Africa. You need Starset decoder on channel 365. You will pick up Madani channel. You can even watch this via the YouTube channel, our Facebook page, Instagram page, and inshallah you will be connected with Madani channel. All the live programs that are broadcasted from South Africa, from the UK or from Pakistan will be viewed. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Another question was asked during the Madani Muzakira. Sometimes such things take place between people that a person cannot develop a positive opinion regarding the other. In this case, what should one do? It is difficult for a person to have a positive opinion. Mushkil se hum acha soch paate hain dusron ke bare mein, to iske bare mein, is bare mein kya kaha ja sakta hai? So the answer was given: try to forcefully develop a positive opinion, and the ill assumption that is being developed, do not bring it to the tongue. This will be the second part of the ghiba. Allahu Akbar. He says otherwise one will regret. So often this happens when we have ill assumptions about a person. One is to have the assumption in the heart and then we bring that to the tongue. In both cases, we are warned in the Holy Quran Pak, wala tajassasu. And the Quran says, do not find faults in people. Do not dig and ask for the faults. And this has become our habit in this day and age, whereas we are never in peace until we do not dig and find out about the faults and shortcomings of others. Allahu Akbar. The Quran has warned us from backbiting, from having ill assumptions. You know, do not backbite one another. Do not find for faults. Do not look for them. And this is our major problem in society, dear viewers. Remove the faults from our hearts and allow this heart to give out the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara. And allow the heart to shine and give out the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara. Amir al-Sunnat has said so beautifully in his poetry. He says,
Madina mera seena ho, mera seena Madina ho. Madina mera seena ho, mera seena Madina ho. Madina dil ke andar ho, dil muztar Madine mein bulano phe mujhe shaan bahro bal Madine mein phir gota hua
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We have so many more questions that were asked during the Madani Mudhakira. We will be listening to them inshallah, reading them out, and we will give you the answers which were given during these Madani Mudhakiras just after this Madani Guldasta. Inshallah Zawajal chale is Guldaste ki janib jate hain aur iske baad foran apne program ke saath hazir honge. Kindly stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, there is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding three blessed months. And what is that hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Rajabun shahrullahi ta'ala wa sha'banu shahri wa ramadanu shahru ummati. Meaning, Rajab is the month of Allah, Sha'ban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. Subhanallah. Now, we heard a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, when Rajab is coming, we should do more and more ibadah, because it is month of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when Sha'ban arrives, then we should send more and more salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, because that is the month of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. When Ramadan comes, again, we need to do more and more worship in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because that month is for forgiveness, for barakah, for rahmat, and freedom from the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You are watching this program called The Early Echo. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, the question before this was, how can one develop a positive opinion? Aaj ki baat se zehn ko saaf kar lete inshallah. Let's try and cleanse our mind and our hearts and try to have positive opinions about one another. It is due to these ill assumptions we backbite, we slander, we fight based on assumptions. People have ended their marriages. It is because of assumptions families are quarreling and fighting with one another. Keep your heart and your mind clean, because if the heart is correct, the entire body is correct. And if the heart is corrupted, the entire body is corrupted. So here, these are some spiritual diseases like viruses. You know, as the viruses ruins the entire body, likewise, these spiritual viruses are really deadly, and they would ruin the heart and the peace of the heart as well. Another question was that if a person unintentionally feels jealous looking at the wealth of the other, how can one find cure for this? Ki bhai iske paas itna paisa hai, iske paas itna jaidat hai, bangla hai, gaadi hai, ye hai, wo hai. And this is something so natural that when you or when we do not possess something, we see the wealth of others. So one is to have jealousy about this person. Sometimes if it's a relative, jaise you know, sometimes brothers complain. Islamic brothers say that mera khud ka bhai mujhse jealous hai. Jab maine bataya ki maine gaadi khareedi, I bought a vehicle, instead of being happy for me, he says, well, you have a lot of money, you can buy whatever you want to buy. And they say it with such statements that makes me feel pain. Is tarah ke sawalat aate bhi hain aur humne dekha bhi hai. To kis hawale se Ameer Sunnah says so beautifully, if a person starts to feel jealous in his heart, then he should avoid it. Number one, avoid this jealousy in the heart. To develop a mindset that the blessings of so-and-so person is taken away from him is jealousy. Because when you have jealousy in your heart that uske paas hai, you know, and I wish it must go away from him, I wish it mustn't be with him, I wish he loses this wealth. And if this is jealousy, then one should of course not develop this mindset. He should avoid this. And if a person develops a mindset that Allah Almighty has bestowed so-and-so, only if I could also have the same, then this is called envy. And envy in Islam is permissible. In Arabic it's called ghibta. To have ghibta, to think of others like that, that if only I could also have the same. MashaAllah, he's such a great alim-e-deen, he's such a learned scholar. Kaash maybe alim-e-deen hota, kaash maybe hafiz-e-Quran hota, kaash maybe mufti hota, مفتی اسلام بنتا. سبحان اللہ, یہ اچھی سوچ ہے, اور علم دین کی طرف ہمیں یہ رغبت کرنا بھی چاہیے اور سوچنا بھی چاہیے اس جانب میں. So the scholars say this is permissible in Islam. And khas karke, we must be greedy for Islamic knowledge. We should think like this about when it comes to dini related matters. And try to avoid the dunyawi matters. But however, if you had this thought in your heart that I wish I could also have the similar car, drive the similar car and have the similar home, then this is called envy. And in Islam, this is permissible to have. It is not haram to do so. So yes, the jealousy part, whereas you wish for him to lose what he has, is not allowed, and one should avoid this. So the methods of avoiding this, the cure for this is to, of course, remove the love from the heart for this dunya. Because we love this world and we are so intoxicated with the love of this dunya, that everything is only about this world. It's about money, it's about accumulating money, it's about achieving and attaining statuses. And people struggle and they spend their entire lives chasing money. And bhagte 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 hum ek natije tak pahunchte, pata chalta hai ki hamari umar 60 saal ki ho chuki hai, 70 ki ho chuki hai. I've reached the age of 60 and 70. Kya hasil hua hame? What have we attained after this long struggle? We have violated the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this money, how many namazes have we left? For this wealth of this dunya, how many have we not fasted in the month of Ramadan? How many people have we hurt? How many people's rights we have violated? So it's not worth it, dear viewers. This life is a short life in this dunya. And the eternal abode is forever. You know, the blessings of that dunya is forever. It will never end. The blessings of Jannah is for eternity. Hum fiha khalidun, jo usme gaya na jannat mein, subhanallah. There is no ending to that. Allahu Akbar. So for the blessings which are everlasting, for that we do not work very hard. اور جو دنیا limited ہے بس مختصر سے دنیا ہے اس دنیا کے لیے جس میں کم جینا ہے کم زندگی ہے تو اس کے لیے ہم نہ جانے کتنے پاپر بیلتے ہیں نہ جانے کتنے لوگوں کو مارتے ہیں اور رولاتے ہیں we know how many hearts we break and how many people's rights we violate to attain the blessings and the luxuries and comfort of this dunya so here dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel do not feel jealous for others be happy for them Allah has blessed them and Allah will bless you as well Ask from the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah azza wa jal that whomsoever He wishes to give, He gives, He grants to them. Subhanallah. Our Rabb Allah azza wa jal is the most merciful. So seek and ask from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ Another question which was posed during the Madani Muzakira was, why was Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu given the title of Scribe of Divine Revelation? يعني كاتب وحي, a جيد, a great صحابي رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And subhanallah, this great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the title of scribe of divine revelation so why was he given this title was asked and the answer to this is of course katib refers to a scribe whereas the divine kalam refers to wahi and whenever wahi used to be revealed upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam there were other companions as well that were designated and were appointed to note and to write down the wahi So he is a writer of wahi to say that whatever wahi was revealed upon Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would write down the revelation Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would dictate to him and tell him to write this, so he would write that. Subhanallah. So how great from here one could analyze and understand the maqam and the status of Katibi Wahi, Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of this great companion forgive us our major and minor sins. Another question that was asked, until what time one can perform tahajjud salah? Jo padhte hain mashallah aur jo nahi padhte hain Allah azza wa jal hum sab ko taufeeq ata farmaye ki hum bhi tahajjud wale ho jaye tahajjud guzar ho jaye aur ye badi neamat hai jo tahajjud namaz padhte hain unki duaen qubool hoti hai and they remain healthy as well they have a special noor and light on their faces pata chal jata hai ki ye tahajjud guzar insaan hai subhanallah so here one should perform tahajjud salah before subh sadiq the break of dawn before the end time of sahri because the time of fajr salah starts when the time of sahri ends So whatever time the Sahri time ends, before the time of Sahri ends, one should be done with this Tahajjud Salah, because the ending of Sahri times means the beginning of Fajr. So that's when the time of Fajr begins. Subhanallah. Another question was asked, to say Fatiha for Isal al-Thawab, it is necessary especially prepare Kheer Puri or any other food can be prepared. Okay, this answer was already answered, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The answer was, it is not necessary to especially prepare any sweet dish for conveying reward. Fatiha for conveying reward can be said with the agreement of any food item such as roti and curry. If somebody does not convey reward and does not consider it to be permissible either, he does not convey the reward. If somebody does not make Isal al-Thawab and he does not consider this to be impermissible either, he will not be a sinner. Because وہ خود تو کرتا بھی نہیں ہے اور نہ ہی اسے حرام سمجھتا ہے نہ ہی اسے impermissible اور مکروہ سمجھتا ہے. He doesn't regard this as impermissible. Plus he does not forward and send reward. So he will not be a sinner. However, if someone considers this to be impermissible, he will be a sinner, because anything that has not been declared impermissible by Sharia, and on the other hand, if the same thing is being considered impermissible by anybody else, then it will be a fabrication against Sharia. So to consider forwarding reward and making Isal al-Thawab as impermissible will be a fabrication, will be a sin, because according to Sharia, the Sharia has not made this impermissible. So who are you and I to make this impermissible? Allahu Akbar. So not forwarding the reward and at the same time not considering this to be impermissible will not make you a sinner. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at. We make dua maghfirat for ourselves and we make dua for those who preceded us in faith. It is very important to make dua maghfirat. How can you make dua maghfirat? Yes, you can even raise your hands and make dua directly for the deceased person. You can recite Surah Al-Fatiha. You can, you know, have some niyaz and forward the reward of that food as well as of the recitation of Holy Quran Pak, Durood e Azkar, whatever you have recited to the deceased, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the most merciful, will forward the reward of your recitation to the deceased. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Another question was asked, did Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam live for 1,000 years in the world? The answer was, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam preached for 950 years in the world, whereas his blessed age was about 1,600 years. Allahu Akbar. Another question was asked, can a woman enter into nikah during her iddah period? So when a woman is sitting for her iddah, can she enter into a nikah? The answer is no, she cannot. In fact, sending a marriage proposal is also haram during the iddah period. Do not even send a proposal while she is sitting for iddah. It is very essential and important for us to know, dear viewers. And finally, inshallah, there are many other questions here, but these are some general questions asked, and this was asked during the Madinah Muzakira. If someone sends a salam via text message, then will it be necessary to reply to it by tongue or respond to it back via text message? Say somebody sent you a WhatsApp message or a text message saying salams, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, for example. So should you reply with your tongue or should you reply by text as well? The answer was, for salam written in a letter, replying to salam by tongue will fulfill its wajib obligation. So if somebody sent you salams via WhatsApp or via message, and you by saying wa alaikum assalam via tongue will complete and fulfill the obligation, because it's wajib to reply to the salam, whereas making salam is sunnah. So if a person said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is wajib for you to reply to that salam. It is also preferable to respond to it by tongue, for it is wajib to reply salam then and there. It is wajib to immediately reply to the salam of the person, whereas it is possible that there might be a delay in writing or typing a message, or it reaches late. So yes, there could be a possibility that the letter never reached the person or the message never reached him because his internet or his data is off. In that sense, you should reply from your tongue, inshallah, azawajal, so that the obligation may be fulfilled. So reply by the tongue immediately or send it in writing without any delay. So it is important to reply to the salam, in other words, in a nutshell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins and forgive us, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and we hope that this session was beneficial. We are seeking and learning ilm-e-deen, of course, is essential. We all should equip ourselves with the ilm-e-deen. Because of ignorance, people out there are slandering one another. There are comments made about each another without knowledge. When we ask or when we give answers, of course we will make big blunders, and therefore we are not allowed to answer without having any knowledge about the deen. So we leave this for the scholars of Islam, those who have studied so many years and they have earned and learned ilm deen. We learn the deen from the scholars of Islam, inshallah azza wa jal. And this should always be the habit, and also make sure that your children develop the same habit, that you should be connected to the scholars of Islam, inshallah. Until tomorrow, remember to recite lots of Durood-e Pak upon Nabiya Akram, Noor-e Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we will be back tomorrow with another episode. Let us sign off with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami as a reminder. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Start your day with remembrance of